This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is. Yes, welcome. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Saturday afternoon, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, producer Jess. How are you, my friends? Jess, you first today.
Oh, I'm doing well. I love being able to spend this time with you, get a little bit of extra extended pencil busting on the weekends. Oh, it's my favorite. Dr. Johnny, how you doing?
I'm all right. You know, it's a pause in the school year that we're at. And so we're at that sort of, I wouldn't exactly call it midpoint because the school year is kind of wonky like that, but it feels like midpoint through the academic year. And, you know, we're coming up on New Year's and things like that. And so just a moment to breathe. And, you know, I got my grading in and I'm slowly transitioning. I always wish I could transition quicker into resting. But it seems impossible for us blue collar scholars.
There you go.
It's, like it's ingrained into us to just keep grinding. So I'm trying to switch into rest mode. But you know what? There's just so much going on and so many great conversations and amazing things to write about that hopefully will slow down and transition into the new year. But excited about the conversation today and always love our Saturdays with our listeners. So let's get into it, Tim.
Well, you know, we'll get into it. Got a special guest, had the opportunity and privilege to meet our guest about in October, right around, I think it was about October. Actually, it was Halloween. I'm pretty positive. I was at a conference here at a local community college, Hocking College. And Johnny, you know, as you point out to the listener, I'm a Kool-Aid drinker. Anything AI, I got to get my hands around it. And so, you know, there was a conference at Hocking Community College, Artificial Intelligence, Southeastern Ohio, Hocking College. Went down there with my neighbor, the mayor, and got to see some incredible uses of artificial intelligence and connections. And part of those connections, got to meet some of the Intel, you know, the higher up, the echelon of the people there, and got to have some great conversations and got to spend some time with, two people we'll be having on there. But this person, we just connected. We've had some pre-interviews. We've spent more time talking. I think to the point where it's like we could have recorded probably about an hour podcast already. But we got a lot of great stuff. Before I get started, though, too, make sure the mailbag number, we got two numbers, 608-557-8577, 608-557-8577. That's the mailbag number. And we said you can always leave us a voicemail. And if it's really cool, we're going to play it on air. And also, if you're, you know, the text number for those listening to the broadcast on across all of civic media, 855-752-4842. That's the number. I see you, Jess, 855-752-4842.
Thank you.
I'm very sensitive to that because when people repeat numbers very fast for me, I'm horrible at remembering them. Want to hear from you, but you know, let's just jump into it. He, in fact, this guest we've been talking about, he's a global leader in AI skills development, educational technology, and workforce transformation with over 40 years experience in the tech sector. He recently retired from Intel Corporation after 24 years where he led groundbreaking initiatives like Intel's AI for Workforce program and Global Digital Readiness Portfolio, empowering millions with AI skills and advancing educational technology. He's worked across 100-plus countries, building partnerships with government, academia, and industries to address critical societal challenges. An Intel Achievement Award recipient, he is dedicated to democratizing technology access and fostering innovation. Welcome to Busted Pencils, Brian Gonzalez. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tim. Nice to see you, Johnny and Jess. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. I'd like to add that, you know, as it relates to education, I am not an expert, but I have been a witness to experts. Oh. And that's, I think, part of the great discussions, Tim, you and I have had, because I'm still in the learning mode about how some of these technologies can impact education. So I'm super delighted to have this conversation, and I hope that I can share as much as I know that I will learn. So thank you in advance.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, so, you know, talking about that in the big kind of broader discussion, you know, being at that conference, as I said, where we met, you know, Hocking Community College, Southeastern Ohio, Appalachia, very rural. And the reality there, though, the work they're doing and kind of putting forward this broader sense of AI. And I'd say the president there, Dr. Betty Young, incredible with her, you know, sense of saying like, this is a technology that could be really transformative here in Southeast Ohio. And, you know, and this is the part too, that I, because of truly long-term inequities in rural Southeast Ohio and seeing the potential there as an education institution, how they could be leading this AI worldview that could be really transformative for those students in the community that surrounds it. So I, you know, putting that there out there, Brian, that, you know, that's education. You know, and you being a part of that in Intel, you know, you're there being instrumental in this education and this whole concept there too of addressing an inequity. And so, you know, starting right there, I mean, how do you make sense of this world of technology and then this world that we're talking about where there's inequities? Because it is something that I continue to see in your bio and things that you're writing about, that it is, you're concerned, because I can, you know, we've had people that would probably say, you know, well, it's that big tech, they're part of the inequity problem. So, yeah. You know, put right, you know, so Brian, that's a lot for you to chew on to start off.
That's a lot. But let me try to maybe set a framework of my team's work in the past and my passions, right?
Let's go.
Yeah. Believe that, you know, I've been in the technology industry, like you said, many years, and I've seen a lot of trends come and go. I've seen a number of technologies come and go. But what we're seeing now is a fundamental shift and change. You know, some, you know, and I know in our discussions, you talked a little bit about this. Is this really a moment in time that is different, right? Is it a moment in time that is a new era that's upon us, a cultural shift, if you will? And I think it is, because the technology now has an opportunity to come and focus on what I need to produce. We spent a lot of time in the technology sector about automation and access. Now it's a focus on outcomes. And in my view, the new digital divide is not if you have a device or not, but what can you do with it? So skills development, democratizing access to skills is foundational. So I was not surprised with what I saw at Hocking's. I was delighted. And I wasn't surprised because I've seen that the work that community colleges have been driving, which is really at the forefront of bringing in skills development in a very practical way, sensible way for someone to apply to work, is exactly the point where we are in AI, where we take it out of the laboratories and into the field, where it will not just, you know, be a wave that we ride, but an opportunity for us to shape a new way of working, a new way of learning, and augment some human capabilities for us to be able to achieve some important outcomes. So I'm excited about the opportunity, but I also feel a sense of urgency that we need to get out there in the inner city, in the rural areas, and everywhere in between to make sure that folks have access to these technologies and the skills needed to drive them.
Johnny.
I mean, I love that, Brian. Thank you for sharing that. And Tim, setting it all up. You know, I love this conversation of the way that technology works with human culture, right? In the way that our societies, technology develops so quickly, right? It feels like it's moving so fast that we often don't have the time to, at a human scale or speed, plan or react to the implementation. And Brian, I love this because, you know, as an urban math teacher, I taught in Detroit, and there was always like a laptop cart that we'd get, or there was technology. So I love what you said, that the divide that Tim's talking about, that we often hear about, is historically and maybe even still a little contemporarily around getting devices to people. But I love what you said, because you're shifting the conversation, and I'm really here for that as a teacher. It was like you're talking about, but the divide is really, what can people do with that technology? Because I would have said, we have computers, we have tablets, we have,
right,
you know, all these things showing up, and there's a closet full of like heart, like actual technology, but we don't have the skills the trainings, the people, the use, the interface. It's like it's showing up faster than we know what to do with it. And so this is an exciting conversation, because I love thinking about how we come together. And Brian, I hear you in here, and it'll take us into probably our next segment here, but I really love this conversation around our visceral reaction to AI. That's why I teased him, was we're replacing teachers and replacing workers, and there's gonna be nothing for anybody to do. And we always joke about that. Of course, there's still, you know, great need for human teachers and for all those things, but it's changing our work. And so I'd love for you to speak to a little bit about like debunking that myth that like AI is here to replace us.
Right. I think that, you know, with any new technology, that is.
Hold on, Brian. Let's hold that thought, Brian. We're going to get that, because we're coming right up on
him
break.
For a break.
you teed him up. Hey, it's Busted Pencils. Our guest is Brian Gonzalez from Intel. We are talking everything AI. Is this the cultural moment? We got a lot more to go. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Dr. Donnie Lupinacci here with Dr. Tim Slecker, producer Jess, and our guest today, Brian Gonzalez. And Brian, right before the break, listeners might remember, I teed Brian up for a big question, but I'm just going to summarize. He said something that really stood out to me as an educator. You know, as a math teacher in Detroit, I always used to say, oh, more laptops are coming. You know, we had a closet full of equipment. But and you'd read all the time about the digital divide, and it focused on access to technology. But Brian said something really profound in that first segment. He said, it's not if you have a device, but what you can do with it. And light bulbs went off in my head, especially as a teacher. And so, you know, Brian, can you speak a little bit more to that? And then we'll touch back on that second end of the question. I said, And then that myth that the teachers are being replaced by more computers, you know? So we'll get to that shift. But Brian, if you could elaborate a little bit more on that, I really think profound way you framed that access and societal impact that we're at in this moment with technology.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. I'll do that. I think when you look at, you know, as you said, you know, in your schools, you could count the devices folks had. Was it one-to-one? It probably was one to many.
Yeah.
But in the end, and that was an era where having the device was going to help you automate things, get you connected. But we've gone beyond that. You know, we have probably the greatest generation of consumers. What we're looking for is the great next generation of creators that are going to help develop and tackle some of these, you know, opportunities and solutions and problems. And when you look at that, you really have to look at what skills do I have? And are those skills going to be the ones that technology can help me augment? There are some skills that we all bring, and educators are helping us always in terms of our critical thinking, communication, ability to collaborate, you know, developing our innate curiosity. But there are other skills that could be augmented by the technology. And for us to be able to understand what is it for me to get something done and how can I bring the technology to help me, it's where we are in AI. And to your latter point, I think that it's not a matter of AI replacing jobs in some cases, but helping you refine your skills and augment your capabilities, because it will reframe how we will do our work, because now we have some tools that will help increase our output. But in the end, we own that output. So, you know, you can use generative AI to help you write something, but it's really up to me to make sure that you, the receiver of that information, can understand it. So the AI, before we were learning about the tools, now the shift is the tools learning about me and what is it that I am trying to do? So focusing on critical thinking and the approach to our work is actually, at this point, more important than ever.
You just said something, Brian, though, too. I can hear it right now. People, you know, it's learning who I am. It's learning me. That kind of, I hear people going, I'm going to put stuff in there and it's going to, you know me and speak for me. And, you know, I'm not looking to do that. In fact, makes me think, you know, if, listener, if you're out there, if that's your concern, you know, worrying that AI starts to learn who you are. Well, you know, we have a place for you to let us know. 608-557-8577. That is where you can leave us a voicemail. Or if you're listening right now across all of Civic Media, text us 855-752-4842. It's Busted Pencils, and we are with our guest from Intel, Brian Gonzalez. Brian, how do we let me rephrase that question. The sense that some people think about, again, back to I'm going to be replaced by AI. Let's forget about that. It's going to learn me. But I think what you're talking about, and maybe I see this as one of the ways to address, particularly educators, is to talk about, you know, what am I going to do when I graduate college, when I graduate high school, when I do, quote, work, and realizing how AI here is going to impact how I do work. And I think somebody else said this, it wasn't me, but it was, you know, AI isn't going to replace you. People who know how to use AI are going to replace you. I wonder if that's what you're kind of getting at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's the businesses will always need, let's say you're going to your own business or you're working for someone else, there would be a you know, increased productivity. There's always new challenges. If you look at the nature of work, there's going to be, in many cases, more volume of information, given the fact that all these systems, for example, are giving us data. But how do we make sense of that data? What are the tools that we have to help me make informed decisions? And this is where I think the power of AI is going to come in strong to augment those capabilities. So someone that has those skills around AI will have a better position potentially to address these amounts of data that we have to make sense of for whatever type of work that we do. So these skills will be core competencies that you will need. And it's not about necessarily learning how to code and getting deep into the technology, but understanding enough of how the technology can help me produce that deliverable that is going to be on target to what I need to do. So there is going to be a new interaction with the technology that we had not seen before. And we're starting to see with generative AI, with agentic AI, you know, these new modalities of the implementation of the technology, that is possible, and that's going to be necessary to understand.
Yeah. See, put that there and move it. You know, you're kind of helping the Johnny and Tim, you know, duel here that I see this again. You started with this, Brian, that this is really ushering in a cultural change in the way we do things. And I know Johnny's, I'm going to paint Johnny in a very simple box, which isn't really true, but he sees it as a very powerful tool. We're probably both right, but to realize that, you know, is to come, you know, Johnny, before we set Brian up with another good question, I'll just throw that to you real quick. You know, does that bother you when I say that, man?
No, Tim, because I don't go to the church of AI like you have converted fully. You've taken that leap of faith into, you know, and I tease Tim about the same way he teases me, is I kind of am in the middle. I see it as an incredible tool. And it's changing the way we work, I think, more productively, I think more generatively. I think it sparks us to be the creative craft like that we are engaged in, you know, as educators, especially to really think about the exciting ways we deliver lessons to students. We engage them in learning and pique their interests. And I tease Tim sometimes because I say, careful. Don't just rely on technology to save us. We have to work with the technology. So it's, to me, a really exciting new tool to add to the toolbox that I think is really important interaction with our human capacities and creativities. So, you know, we got a great conversation going. We're going to come back and really toss it over to Brian, because I got a little bit more on that, the ways that technology impacts our culture when we come back.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education, our guest from Intel, Brian Gonzalez, AI, skills, inequities, got a lot we're talking about. If you have comments, I want to give you that opportunity right away. We have the mailbag, Busted Pencils mailbag, 608-557-8577. Leave us a voicemail, you know, and if it's a really cool question, we're going to play it on air one day. And everybody listening to the broadcast across all of civic media right now, you can always text us at 855-752-4842. That's the text number, 855-752-4842. Brian, boy, I mean, so much going on here with this conversation. We just start thinking, though, about the work that you're doing. And it just takes me right back to our first meeting at Hocking College, when you're talking about the importance of making sure that we're ready. And I say we, you know, and how we get ready to use this new technology, not put it in the closet and know we have it, or put it, but to realize that, you know, and I mean, 100 plus countries that you're looking at doing this. In fact, you just came back from Poland.
Correct.
Yeah. And so like what that really is, I mean, so you're Intel and you are very much committed to saying we have work to do in partnership with communities, with community college, with local governments, with other countries. Can you talk more about that work?
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Yes, earlier this year, I started the year in Vietnam, then went to London, and I had many travels in between, many to Ohio. In the last few weeks, I was in Poland doing a presentation on AI, met with some partners in Portugal, and spent a day in Germany, because this movement around AI is a global phenomena, right? I mean, education, in my view, is fundamentally local. But the technologies that impact, the things that we're learning about are not local, they're totally global. Our efforts around AI, actually, that started in 2019 at Intel, were first initiated in Singapore and Korea before we came into the US in 2020. Not because we thought those were more important markets or anything like that. It's just that there was already a movement happening. And in this whole AI skilling, we're still at the beginning of the beginning. So we learn from what other countries are doing. And then we look at the local realities and how folks are implementing education systems in those countries and see where AI can add value. Our goal has always been to give folks some basic understanding of the potential and pitfalls of these technologies and work with educators and experts to help bring content that we can deliver that they can actually create instructional curricula for their students. So our role at Intel has always been that of an advisor and learning and trying to see how the technology can intercept to help drive better learning outcomes. And I think that doesn't change with AI. I mean, it's not a trend necessarily, it's not a technology, it's a new set of capabilities, but how people learn and teach, we rely on the experts and we try to see how we can bring some content so they can do their magic with, you know, in the context of AI.
Johnny, I see you, man. You're nodding.
I love it. I love it. You know, Brian said a new set of capabilities. And I think about that as a teacher. And I think about that kind of partnership that Brian's talking about and the work that they're doing with collaborations between Intel and community colleges and, you know, educators around the world. This is huge. Partnering experts in two domains together to make things better for students. I mean, this is at its essence, you know, the idea of like democracy is dynamic, right? It's not a static system. And so this, like anything, our understanding of good learning is dynamic with culture and changes and the kinds of tools we have at our disposal to use to improve things. And so, you know, I hate to say we learned this during COVID because, you know, I don't want to romanticize that really difficult time for the world or even this moment that we're in right now. That's been named in on this show as the best of times and in some ways the worst of times. But it's an exciting moment because we learned that together with the right technologies, we reach more diverse learners. We have the capabilities to be more engaging and outcomes really change. And I think they improve when we engage more diverse learners. And, you know, we're applicable not only to career skills, but to the ways that we learn differently when we, you know, to oversimplify that, you know, like maybe I'm more of an introverted learner and, you know, a classroom with 50 students in it isn't best suited for me, but individualized plans or maybe an online school program somewhere does me justice, makes me a better learner, you know? And so we're learning how to I love this, partnering experts in the tools and technologies with experts in the pedagogy, the how we teach, coming together. And I can't see a better representation of democracy in action than that. So I'm excited. That's why I'm getting, you see, if you're watching on the YouTube, my face light up and I'm typing all these notes because this is really, I think, a clear articulation of the moment that we're in together with these tools and technologies as a culture, Tim. So that's both of our, you know, our hard lines. We dig in and bicker with each other about the role of AI in our teaching and in the field of public education. But I love this, partnering experts together for better outcomes. I mean, this is essentially the goal. That is what we do in democracy, whether it's deciding, you know, what kind of decisions we need to make for the better living of our neighborhoods or our communities, or it's our classrooms. This is one of those moments where it's not an either or. It's how do we work together to be creative and make things happen.
It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, talking AI, democratization, and our guest from Intel, Brian Gonzalez. Brian, you know, listening to Johnny, I would say it goes, it, man, it just keeps driving me back. But what we saw there at Hocking College in Ohio, you saw the mayor of a small town there at that conference, Intel. You saw the community college. You saw another education setting group that was there working together. Truly a partnership of multiple experts from multiple fields kind of coming together in that moment. And I mean, that's the work that I saw there was really important, because there are experts that we recognize in places where I might not have it, but you have it. I, you know, really appreciated the part that Intel seeing the expertise of educators and realizing that educators are your partners in these senses. So I don't know if there's a not really a question there as much as there's just a compliment to be seeing that that there's there. Because I think what happens with whenever we start talking about simply ed tech is that there's a real kind of guttural jump fear to going, what are they trying to sell us? What are they trying to right. sell us? You know, and I didn't see that there. And maybe that though too. Have you heard that all along the way? All of this work, are people? Why is Intel here?
Right. Yeah. We hear that. And going back to that event that we had the pleasure of being part of, Tim. The best part for me was actually the students and the interns and them showcasing the projects. Because Johnny, if I go back to the work around the world, one of the best things I think that is good for Intel that we do, and hopefully for the rest of the world, is that we love to showcase and celebrate what students are accomplishing with AI. And you know, my own biases was like beginning, oh, this is going to be a lot about robotics and things. You know what? I have yet to see a robot. You know what they're working on, Johnny and Tim and Jess? They're working on healthcare projects. They're working on sustainability, on things that are important to their community. I have yet to see over the last 4 years anything that would be extremely on the robotic side. It's all on the human side. So I think that's where we get super excited about seeing those students, what they're able to accomplish with the support of the educators.
Well, you see that. And Johnny, I know you point this out. I mean, these are the things that the youth and the concerns, you know, talk about this. My son, Jess, when you talk about, you know, if you're going to start talking to, you know, 18 to 25 year olds right now, they're concerned about the world. Jess, you want to jump in there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't quite fall into that age range category.
I'm no,
just,
I know.
Just a bit
I know.
Outside of it. Absolutely. The concerns are about what is going to be the future for the humans in this world, and understanding that that is going to intersect with the machines, knowing that the machines are built, programmed, run by the humans. And it brings me back to this quote that Tim brought in, that AI is not going to replace humans, but a human who knows how to use AI might replace you if you don't know how to use it. So building these places for people to learn these skills, the phrase that you brought up, Brian, that really just stuck with me was democratizing skills. And I'd love to hear just a little bit more about that in the few minutes we have left.
Yeah. So Jess, part of democratizing skills is really making sure that they're really accessible to everyone, right? And so when we did our programs in the US, we focused on community colleges. Why? Because one, they're very collaborative. There's awesome, you know, educators, but also they're both urban and rural, right? So we can have a broader reach. And that level of collaboration let us go from one community college in 2020 to over 120 3 years later, right? 4 years later. So our notion of democratizing is making sure that we're not trying to convince someone that AI is good or not, but we're giving them some basic understanding of the potential and the pitfalls so they can make their own decisions about the applicability of AI. And if they want to go in that direction, then learn the technology at a very basic level, but also give an opportunity to go deeper. So you don't have to be, you know, someone who already has computer science to experience the benefits. But if you want to go deeper, that's an option that you have. So creating a framework so many people can participate to the level that they want is kind of our notion of helping democratize and make it accessible to everyone everywhere.
Nice. Our guest is Brian Gonzalez from Intel. And man, time is flying. Brian, if people who are, you know, listening to right now and want to know more suggestions, you know, where can they go? Where can they find, you know, find you? Or you guys can always find Brian because he's here. But where should people go to find out more?
Well, there's a lot of great sources, right? There's a lot of organizations that do great work, like Jobs for the Future. Intel has a very good program that I'm familiar with. You know, I'll leave my email if someone needs to contact me personally. But one of my things that I want to continue to do is help the teams in Somerset. I had that opportunity to meet with the mayor of Somerset, years ago when he was starting to work with this mission. And I want that work that he started to continue. I'm working with an organization called AI Owl that's doing amazing work out of Somerset and helping bring education, AI education, working with Hawkins College and so forth. So I'll be in the region, I'll be in the area, and I'll be available anytime.
Mm, nice. Ah, thank you, Brian. You know what we always say here, Brian, thank you for busting pencils with us.
My pleasure.
It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Yeah, you know what time it is, Tim and Johnny. Are they going to get into it? Are they going to tear each other up? Tim the Kool-Aid drinker, Johnny the tool master. You're going to have to come back and see what happens. Busted Pencils, we'll be right back. Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, talking AI education. Intel, great guest, Brian Gonzalez, talking about technology. And Johnny, you know, during the break, we kind of had this, you know, little chat back and forth where, you know, I think sometimes when people hear AI, we get really wrapped up in the tool and the concern and the legitimate concern, you know, particularly educators. You and I have been out there, you know, realizing that, you know, there's a lot of people who, quote, want to sell us something, right? They want to sell us the next piece of equipment. They, you know, and they're going to promise us it's going to raise test scores. It's going to do this. And you saw the work that what Brian was talking about, just not in that light. Talk more about that.
I think I see it not quite in that light. I mean, I think the lines are getting blurred. So what I'm saying is, you know, so often, and like so many things, which is why I'm excited about this moment. We've called it on the show the best of times, the worst of times. I think it's a both and moment to be in a generative space. You know, we're both critical educators. You know, we believe that school change is possible and we can improve education. That's sort of the impetus of Busted Pencils, right? Having these conversations to say, hey, we know better and we can do better. Let's get there. And how do we do that in the best possible ways? And so, you know, I want to say like that in that both and moment where we're not just negating things, but we're being creative about bringing them together. Right. And sometimes, Tim, you and I tease like we are the either ors. Right. We're the no technology versus technology. I mean, I remember there was not too long ago a time when I said, Tim, I want to go one on one head to head with AI. I concede that. I don't want that fight anymore. I'm using AI. I'm learning to work with it in ways that allow me to be creative, allow me to be the best educator I know possible to being, and even better in some ways. I'll even admit that it's like teacher enhanced.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I feel like I have this superpower in classrooms with me, and so do my students. So I've been a little bit embracing the both and moment and teasing about the either or. But for listeners, what I mean about that both and Brian's a great example. He's not on here to plug, you all need to go buy more devices for your schools and classrooms so that everyone has, you know, technology in their hands. He's saying that era is likely already here, if not even being kind of not capitalized on. He's not here selling us a product. He's saying, hey, how do we work together to bring experts in two domains? I'll kind of simplify it for a moment here. The tech experts with the teaching experts, right? How do we come together to best use what we have available to us in this moment? And so that's a both and kind of conversation, that it's both a tool, and it's a tool that's going to, I think, you know, enhance our cultural experience of schools. You know, it could be a tool used to, you know, do more surveilling, you know, to more distancing of students from good teachers. But I don't see that happening when you have generative conversations like Brian is proposing having in those programs that Intel, you know, is partnering with communities around the world.
Right.
So that's where I see generative things happening, because they're saying, hey, if you go all in and you don't address the pitfalls and you don't figure out how this works with good teaching, then it's not going to be useful technology.
Right? You know, and that
excited about that both and moment we're in, Tim, and these kinds of conversations.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, but what Brian was talking about for the listener there, he was referring before he left Somerset. Somerset is a small little town in Southeast Ohio where he's really done a lot of work with the mayor there, who was very interested in collaborating with Hocking College, Community College, and Intel to really make a difference in this. And so, you know, Brian, you can hear there's a commitment to continuing to work in partnership and that real solid democratizing, as we're saying, and realizing that, you know, there is this time that we're dealing with. As you say, best of times, worst of times. And, you know, what if we try to make it the best of times? Because that is truly what we're here for, as all of us. And so collaboratively working together, democracy, it's what we always do here on Busted Pencils. But now it's time for your moment of zen. I started studying history with one view in mind: to look for answers to the issues and problems I saw in the world about me.
Oh, what an excellent show. Thanks for listening to Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk with Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Yeah, that's right, that's me. And my guy, Dr. Tim Slucker. And of course, always chairman of the boards, our producer, Jess. Right. But hey, listeners, we appreciate you. We hope that you're having a great break or holiday, or that you get break in there. But remember, tune in for a special class in session on Monday with Anshul Sonak, also of Intel. And we'll catch up with you like every Saturday, next Saturday. Have a very happy holiday week and keep busting pencils.
And we will continue to keep busting pencils there. And producer Jess, chairman of the board, as he put it out there. Hey, we know how to run with this, Jess.
Oh, I love that title for me, chairman of the boards.
That's right.
I like it. I only have one board, but, you know, I'll take it.
Chairman of the board, Jess on the board.
It is there, you know. But yeah, everybody, great conversation. And we continue to hopefully bring more and more guests just like that. And as Johnny pointed out, really make sure you tune in on Monday for Anshul Sonak of Intel. And yeah, you know what, too? Make sure, we want to hear from you. 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. Let us know how we're doing. The other thing, too, if you are catching us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know what? Follow us. Give us a rating. Tell us what you think. We need to know all of that that's happening out there. We want to know. We want to hear from you. Make sure it's there.
What's your favorite doctors? Come on.
It's time. And you know what, though? Keep busting pencils.